Going down to Australia this hour to talk to David Oates, and he has reversals on Amber Heard, who I can't imagine being very popular on social media right now, unless her diehard fans are there, which I'm sure they will. But this woman has projected as a real piece of garbage. At least that's what I've been able to see. It doesn't matter, male or female, people are what they are. And this woman, I'm very interested to see what the reversals have to say about it. I have a hint. So, David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. Well, I wish I could say it was a nice job the last week, but I don't want to have anything to do with these two narcissistic people ever again. Oh, dear me. Talk about a reversal bonanza. Gee whiz. I don't know.
Well, we'll grade them after you do tonight's program. Which one was more perverted, more depraved, more disingenuous, lying? And let's see what it looks like.
Yeah. Anyway, this will be your final installment of the Depp Heard trial. I can't stomach any more of it.
Okay.
All right. So this is Amber Heard. The testimony I picked up was when she talked about the incident when they were in Australia, and Depp claims she threw a vodka bottle at him and cut off the top of his finger. So this is the section I reversed. So here we go.
He said, "I miss my wife. I miss my wife." I felt okay, safe. You know, it's good. And I missed him so much. You know, that's all I want. All I wanted to do is.
She says, "Say mercy."
Say mercy.
Say mercy. Say mercy.
I think she wants a court to be mercy on her. I guess so. I can't
so
see
that's
her,
a wishful outcome, right?
A wishful outcome, yes. Yes, because she's certainly not being merciful forwards or backwards in this testimony.
No.
Okay, then we have the next one.
I flew in. I arrived early. I immediately walked into the bedroom. I was so excited to see him.
Depp burdens a soul.
Depp burdens her soul. She's talking about her soul. Yeah, he burdened her soul. That's her view. All right.
Yeah, that's her view. Yep. She says this next.
And he grabs me. We have an argument about me walking away and am I walking out of this? And in my head, I was like, I actually wasn't thinking of leaving yet.
And say the lie.
Say that I.
A little bit quick that one. Sorry about that. But,
no, it's okay.
Could you hear that? Okay, and say the lie.
Yes.
I'll do it again.
Say that I.
Yeah, a little bit quick, but it is there. All right, so then we, here we have the first clue that she may not be as honest as she would have us believe. And we hear this one. Oh, this one. You know what? This reversal sums up their whole relationship, actually. Here we go. Well, from what I've seen from the court, so I got to be fair. Obviously, what you get from the court is not... Well, I guess it's tainted, I'd imagine. Who knows? Anyway, so here we go.
I don't remember the exact sequence of things. I wish I did. I have a lot of flashes. It gets a little bit more confusing for my ability to recall.
Nisha says, "We seek the combat. What a lust." Now, it's we, plural. We seek the combat. What a lust.
A
little bit unmuffled, that one. I thought that was clearer than that. Could you hear that okay?
I did, and she said lust and hung on the S there for a while, but I heard it.
Yeah, but,
sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that just... we seek the combat, what a lust. Both of them are fighting. Both of them are creating a problem. It's not... Depp hitting her or her hitting him. It's both of them. You know, we seek the combat, what a lust. So their relationship is
a mutual antagonistic relationship, I guess, huh?
Exactly right. A mutual antagonistic relationship. Yeah. Okay. All right. Then we have what I call an internal dialogue. She's talking to herself here.
He shoves me up against the fridge. He has me by the throat. And he just was holding me there by my throat.
Wolf to love you, play heart.
Wolf to love you, play heart.
Wolf to love you, play heart.
Wolf to love you. She might be saying play hard. So they play hard. They were rough with each other, not heart. Play hard.
Let's play it again.
To love you, play hard.
Wolf to love you, play hard.
Yeah, it could be hard. Yeah.
It's a tough call, but yeah.
And they play hard. Okay. Now this next one's also very important too. This is really clear.
What do they call it, David? Codependence?
That's so, yeah, codependent. Classic. I mean, look, that's what I got from the forwards. I didn't get there from the verses. Just watching Johnny and then watching her, I go, bloody hell. Oh, my God. Talk about codependent, mutually destructive relationship. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, so here we go.
He has me up against the throat. He's kind of bashing me against the wall next to the fridge. We're kind of moving in that area. And at some point, I'm in his face. And I don't know if he had let go of my neck or loosened my grip, but I remember slapping him across the face.
Safe cinema now.
Safe cinema now.
CF cinema.
In other words, she's acting.
CF cinema.
In other words, she's acting.
She is, but I think that second word is intimate.
Oh, intimate? Oh, really? Oh, okay.
See if I don't hear a T.
Okay, I'll play it again.
CF cinema.
Oh, well, I'll be bothered. Oh.
CF cinema.
You're absolutely right.
CF cinema.
I hear both.
CF cinema now.
I'm hearing both. Intimate or cinema.
Whatever. Yeah. So, safe, intimate, now. So is that how they would resolve their issues?
Yeah. With intimate relations? I think that's how they resolve an issue. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with fights and arguments and carries and carry-ons.
Yeah.
Then we've got this one.
Over and over again, Johnny told me I wasn't the reason he was getting sober, but I was the reason he's staying sober. I had saved his life and all this stuff. It wasn't my job to police him, but I kind of ended up being in that situation, it seemed like, in his mind.
David, excuse me.
Yes.
Why does this woman sound like she's making this shit up? Excuse me. She doesn't sound credible. There's something in her voice, and I know your Amber Heard fans out there don't like to hear this. It's just something, the way she sounds contrived when she's talking and explaining this stuff. It sounds almost quasi-rehearsed.
Yeah, well, we heard the rehearsal and say the lie, okay?
Yeah.
We've got more coming up. This All one right. is, I forgot which one I opened now. He arms you with guilt.
He arms you with guilt.
You know what? Well, that one's not very clear either.
Yeah, it is. No, I hear it.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay.
He armed you with guilt. He armed you with guilt. Interesting.
He makes you feel guilty.
This is a melodrama. That's what you call it.
Yeah, it's exactly right. It's a melodrama. And then Jeff's thrown a few out here. We'll keep them on the back.
Don't throw them out. You never know. Sometimes, you know, when we've turned a few around, they might be good.
I know. Anyway, I won't play them until we get to the end.
Sure.
But his next one, he's passed.
He needed to sleep it off. He needed to come down off the drugs. Clearly, the combination of what he had taken pill-wise with whatever else he was hiding from me was not good. I had recognized that sort of delusion. I had recognized that sort of unattached to reality rage. I had recognized the patterns of those kind of loops where he's yelling about things that aren't even being discussed or talked about.
Be the lie, you will shatter not.
Be the lie, you will shatter not.
Be the lie, you will shatter not.
That's clear.
Be the lie, you will shatter not.
So, in other words, her subconscious is saying, keep lying. You're not going to fall apart. Just keep at it.
Right.
Keep the narrative up.
That's right.
What it sounds like. Is that right?
Yeah. That's exactly what it means. Yeah. Continue lying. You're not going to break down. You know, you're not going to crack under pressure. Just continue telling the lie. All right. And so that's your second reference to lie.
Mm-hmm.
And say the lie and be the lie. Let me point out, we didn't hear anything on Johnny Depp that said he was lying. Okay, just
no,
to point
there
out
wasn't. That's right. I remember that. And this is not necessarily pro Johnny. It's just a fact. There were none.
Yeah. What we did find with Johnny's reversals was he was downplaying his drug usage. That came out in his reversals. So, but other than that, Johnny Depp wasn't lying in the testimony. Then we have this one on Amber.
And I realized I was back on the chopping block. I realized it was back. Like, I realized that the arrows were pointed at me again. And tried to defend myself. I was explaining, you know, trying to say that.
Objection, Your Honor, hearsay.
And backwards, see my force, I'm livid. So she wasn't just calmly trying to explain. She was at him, you know, full on.
See my force. I'm livid. Yeah, reenacting that. Look, let's just call it a bad match, huh?
Yes, I think so. It's definitely a bad match. These two should never have seen the light of day together.
Well, do you know the story about Elon Musk? Now, I can't prove this.
Yes, I do. I
sent it to you. I sent it to you.
You did send it to me. Yes, I know. That's quite amazing.
She snagged him, for those of you who don't know, talked him into an in vitro having a child and then getting somebody to carry the artificially inseminated egg to term. And they had one kid. So it was a one-year-old girl? Something like that. That's the rumor anyway.
Wow. That would be a bombshell if it was true.
Yes.
All right. Here we have the next one on Amber.
I don't know how.
Uh-oh.
Sorry.
That is such an act.
It sounds so damn phony, David. I'm sorry. It's just disgusting. It's so obvious.
It looks phony, too. She says, a whore, no doubt.
Her own oh, my God. The psychology of her subconscious is ratting her out.
Yeah, I know.
Horror, right. No doubt.
I know.
Well, Amber's been in more laps than a napkin. So, I mean, she got Johnny Depp, allegedly, and now she got Elon Musk. I don't know. This is all. It's Hollywood.
I know.
Showbiz.
I know. Like I said, I hope it'll happen.
She is not a good actress. Sorry.
That's... Now, I don't know what sort of movies she plays in. There must be B-grade movies, I guess.
She was in, I don't know. She was in one of those Marvel comic books, CGI superhero movies, or maybe two. I don't know. But that's all I know about her.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not too sure how to interpret this reversal. We'll play it.
And I don't know how that ended. I don't know how. I don't know what happened next. I don't understand.
Oh, my, please. Okay, it's a con. Hit again.
Hit again.
Yeah. It's a con. Hit it again. This woman is a fraud.
Yes, she is. Yes. Yes, that's my conclusion after doing her reversals. You can't believe a word she's saying. This is like the third time now. Lie, con. Then when she's got those fake tears, a whore, no doubt. It's like,
were there actually any tears coming out?
No, of course not. Her face is all screwed up, and so the hit again. It's a con, hit again. I think that's referring to her hitting Johnny. Okay, I do think Johnny hit her as well, as this reversal says.
I felt this pressure. You know, my pubic bone. He's punching me.
I think she's accusing him of inserting something inside her, but I don't know.
Let's hear it again. Hold on.
I think that's what she's referring to. Because I saw a commentary on this on a TV show.
And she said it's on my show, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, it's Fox, I think. I don't know. Let's play the forwards again.
I felt this pressure. She on my pubic bone.
Stop this pressure. I can't make out the rest of it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. And she says, he hit me, suffered.
He hit me, suffered.
Oh, okay. So he hit her back, and she suffered. Yeah. Oh, okay. Now, maybe she suffered because she conned herself into that whole damn situation. Gold digger.
You got it. And she's just upset that Johnny saw through it all.
Well, here's this other thing. I didn't hear anything about him putting inside of her.
No,
in
I
her private
that.
Areas.
I thought that.
Well, I mean, there are never mind. Okay, go ahead.
We could get into trouble, so much trouble over the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, here's the last reversal I've got on it.
What? Okay. You can't stop now. This is just getting good.
And this is how far I've got. Here we go.
I didn't feel pain. I didn't feel anything. I didn't want it. I looked around and I saw so much broken glass that I didn't know. If he would know.
Oh, man, I'm going to puke.
I didn't know if he would know.
She's obviously acting. And it's very bad acting. Wurzel says, warning, he did it, sulking.
One did it, sulking.
According to him, insulting. According to him, insulting.
Oh, that's what you heard. Okay. I want a coffin over this one. Do it again.
One did it.
Yeah, anyway, there you go. Anyway, look, that's what I got. I'm sorry, Jeff. I just
don't you quit on us, David.
this is
important stuff.
Oh, I can do some more live on the air if you want me to.
I can't wait. I'll make room for you later on in the week.
Are you serious?
We've got to find. This is fun. Come on. How often do we get to hear somebody who is so contrived so pretentious? We might as well join the freak show. Let's have fun.
All right, I'll do more of it. Put me on later on in the week. Okay. All right, I will. Yeah, sure. No worries. Okay.
Good.
I'll put up with it for a little bit longer. But anyway,
Thursday night.
Hang on. Let me open my diary. Hang on.
Or Friday. Whatever you want. Thursday or Friday.
Thursday. Oh, look, make it Friday. Give me time to get more of the time.
Friday it is. You're in.
Okay. Same time. All right. Okay.
Very good. Okay. No, I can't do it the same time. I have to do it 1 hour earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. No worries.
Okay. Yep. All right. We will be right back with a master of reverse speech. And I would actually love to see the videos of this. It must have been embarrassing two times over to watch her faking this, scrunching up her face and... God. All right. We'll be back. Hold on. Okay, back with David and some of his most important work in nearly 40 years.
Oh, dear me. I really don't think so. Anyway, I'll do more of it. We'll come back Friday night with more of the soap opera.
Good. Good. Look, come on. Like, people like... What you'd call it is escapism. Let's get away from this horrible war crap and dive into a carnival act.
That's true. You're right. Here, let's play a couple of real minutes Johnny Depp just to see a comparison, okay? So here's one on Johnny Depp talking about Amber Heard.
Nothing of the kind had ever happened. Though the relationship... there were arguments.
And shallow with the brick wall. He's starting on the shallow with the brick wall.
Well, that's not wall. That's war, David.
Oh, brick war. Wall.
That's an R.
Oh, yeah, I hear that, yeah. Okay, well, it was a brick war, I guess.
Right. I think she was, he's no bed of roses. But between the two of them, the part that didn't fit, I think, more obviously is her. This woman is devious. She's a contriver. Well, anyhow. Enough. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, that's what I get from her testimony. Look, she's lying. She's acting. She is.
Got it.
Johnny's just being himself. Look, the only lie I found in Johnny Herr was his drug usage. Like I said, you know, it was, he was downplaying it in the court. Actually, let me see if I can put my hands on that reversal. I don't know which one it was now. Where is it? It could be anything. No, could be anywhere. No, anyway, okay, so let's look at a couple more. Oh, he is wondering, will they love Amber Heard?
I wanted to clear my children of this horrid thing that they were having to read about their father that was, which was untrue.
Will they love Heard? Yeah, so he's just wondering whether they'll love Amber Heard, you know. Then he's got this one.
Lies will get you nowhere, but Lies build upon lies and build upon lies. It's too much to cover. I'm obsessed with the truth. And so today is the first opportunity that I've been able to speak about this.
I'm sad. It was smut.
I'm sad. It was smut.
I'm sad. It was smut. I'm sad. It was smut.
Yeah, it was a bad relationship with her, and it was a smutty relationship.
Yeah, or she was smut, whatever.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't sound misogynist, because I think we're hearing it correctly.
Oh, no, we are hearing it correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... of course, I can't remember which ones were clear and which ones weren't now. I don't have Jeff's notes. Okay, here is talking about Amber.
We had many things in common. Certain blues music and, well, music, literature, things of that nature. So for that year or year and a half, it was amazing.
Is the Amber Sewer?
The Amber Sewer.
Is the Amber Sewer? Is the Amber Sewer?
In other words, is she a sewage pipe? It's S-E-W-E-R is how I spelled it.
Okay.
Then we've got, here's a nasty one.
So that I could try to push those parameters and control the sort of suspension of disbelief, to be able to control the characters, actions, words, movements.
They feel it, Satan?
They feel it, Satan.
Yeah, well, Satan, in this case, probably intense emotions, I guess. The emotions about the whole thing. Here is, you can refer to it as a war.
So, after Pirates of the Caribbean, who has been on your security team?
Oh, this is not about Amber.
Jerry Judge was with me for, over 20 years.
The old war?
The old war.
Yeah, just looking back on his security team, really. What's this one? Here, we'll play this one.
And Sean Bett for quite a while. We're both sort of assigned, as it were, to my kids, taking them to school, picking them up from school if
It's My Fun, The Naked Hoax. So what's The Naked Hoax that he's having fun over? I don't know. Interesting. Yeah.
Maybe he's talking about the marriage after it had burned out. And he's living a naked hoax. It's a fraud.
It's a hoax. Now, this reversal here is referring directly to Amber because he looks right at her when he says this reversal. Anyway, here's the forwards.
It was essentially just self-medication. One of those get me out of here moments. And, you know, where you want to escape from is your own brain, your own head.
You're lying big. I think that's referring to Amber. I don't think it was referring to him. What else? I see. Oh, right. Where are we? Oh, dear. This worry, or feeding this worry. Here we go.
It had panned out. I thought that it might be a character who would be accepted by 5-year-olds and 45-year-olds and 65-year-olds and 85-year-olds, and in the same way that Bugs Bunny is, you know.
You mentioned.
I think he's talking about Captain Jack Sparrow. This worry, I'll feed in this worry.
In this worry, I'll feed in this worry.
In this worry, I'll feed in this worry.
Yeah, that's clear. Yeah, look, I just think he's worried about the whole lawsuit, you know, and the trial and everything. But there's nothing here about lying, you know. What we are seeing is really what we're getting, really. Just scrolling through. I can't remember which ones passed and which ones didn't now. Here's one, so we sulk. We had sulk on Amber's reversal, if you recall.
Bullying, you know, making fun of whatever defect, you know, one might have. You know, if my brother wore glasses, so of course he was four eyes, or... And he had, his teeth were messed up in the front, so he was buck-toothed.
Oh, she's talking about his mother, right, abusing them. So we sulk.
So we sulk.
So we sulk. So we sulk.
Yeah. But these are all fairly straightforward reversals. They're all related to the forward. There's no hidden agenda or duplicitness in these reversals. They're...
He's an eccentric, eclectic individual, and he's trying to tell, I think, the truth within reason about a very difficult situation. All right, he's not perfect. I mean, everybody makes mistakes. All right, this is the human drama.
Yep. Here's another one.
I suddenly, you know, and then I did some other. Couple of dumb movies because I still in my mind I was a musician and this was just a way to pay the rent, pay the bills, live.
It's evil mud.
It's evil mud.
It's evil mud. It's evil mud.
He probably felt stuck doing a couple of dumb movies, you know. Maybe he felt cheapened by it or held back by it or something, you know. Here, Lord, who fills the heart. Let's play this one.
Yeah. After a while, you realize that anonymity has left the building a long time ago. You know, anonymity's gone.
Here, Lord, who fills the heart.
Here, Lord, who fills the heart.
Huh.
You
like the filter heart. Well, there you go. That's a nice one. Wow.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
You wouldn't hear that from Amber.
No, you certainly wouldn't. No, not at all. Nothing about con. I'm trying to look. I don't see any reversals about con or lying. I'm just looking for them all. Here's another one.
Because I've experienced it and I can tell them that there is no future in it, that there's nothing but a kind of a postponing of the inevitable.
Oh, he's talking about drugs. Ah, right, yeah, this is what made me think that he's downplaying it. Yeah, love your fun.
Yeah, love your fun.
Yeah, so he's saying there's no future in drugs, but backwards, love your fun. So that's why I said he's downplaying his drug use, okay? So he's condemning it, but he really quite likes it, so... Here's the forwards again. I'll play it again.
Because I've experienced it, and I can tell them that there is no future in it, that there's nothing but a kind of a postponing of the inevitable.
Yeah, love your fun. All right, so let's
love me fun.
Oh, okay, love me fun. Okay, I mean, it's the same thing, yeah. All right, and then just so we know again, let's just compare these with Amber. We'll just pick out the key ones.
And he grabs me. We have an argument about me walking away and am I walking out of this? And in my head, I was like, I actually wasn't thinking of leaving yet.
And say the lie.
And say that I.
And where was the other one about lie? There was two on lies. Where was the second one? Oh, here we go. Be the lie you will shatter not. Where was it? Here we go.
He needed to sleep it off. He needed to come down off the drugs. Clearly, the combination of what he had taken pill-wise with whatever else he was hiding from me was not good.
Oh, please.
I had recognized that sort of delusion. I had recognized that sort of unattached to reality rage. I had recognized the patterns of those kind of loops where he's yelling about things that aren't even being discussed or talked about.
Be the lie, you'll shatter not.
Be the lie, you'll shatter not.
Be the lie, you'll shatter not. No.
That's a pretty strong reversal, isn't it? You know, yes, I'm telling my lie here, and I ain't going to change. I'm not going to break down, okay? They can cross-examine me. They can do whatever they want, but I ain't breaking down. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the one about the con. It's a con hit again. There was another one too. Here's the it's a con hit again.
And I don't know how that ended. I don't know how. I don't know what happened next. I don't understand.
I wish you could see the video. I mean, honestly, this woman, she needs to go back to acting school, I tell you.
I can hear it. I hear
so
it.
It's a con hit again.
It's not again.
I think she's hitting again. It's a con. This is all a con.
Sure she is. Sure.
Yeah.
Now remember, this is her subconscious mind talking. For those of you newcomers out there, this is her truth.
Right. And we're going to get a lot more of her truth on Friday night.
Oh, I can't wait.
For put me through the torturous ordeal of having to play more of this woman backwards.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Sorry.
That's all right. No worries. It's a nice break from Biden and all those other funny people running around. Got to get back to UFOs. I've pretty almost finished the Great Spiritual Darkness. So, let me thank everyone who sent me in donations. Wow. I released my books free of charge last week, as you all know, all 10 of them. They're up on Jeff's website as well as my own. And thank you so much to everyone who sent me in donations. I was shocked as to how many people did. It appears that people really were very appreciative of me making the books available, you know. And a lot of people who couldn't afford to send in donations emailed me anyway and thanked me for releasing it. And sorry I can't help out, but I'm a pensioner. You
nice.
Know,
these are the best out there, David. They are the best. The best.
Yeah. Yeah, so
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it, though.
Yeah. Anyway, so there you go. So, The Great Spiritual Darkness will be out mid June, so that's only a month away. I'll make that available as soon as I finished it, also as a free download. And then Jeff will be also making an audio book out of that with the reversals all superimposed into the book. So
what's your subtitle on that? Great Spiritual Darkness, okay? And the subtitle is...
You know what? I do have one. I've forgotten what it is now. I just think it's a reverse picture analysis of the modern church and New Age movements. I think it's simple to think it's that. But that doesn't sound like a very impactful sometimes.
No, the shocking fraud of virtually every televangelist and religious huckster working the media today. Something like that.
Yeah. It's horrendous, folks. You should be following what I've been playing here on this show. Well, last year is when I played all the religious evangelists. Although we did the Pope last week, the week before last, wasn't it?
Creepiest voice you're ever going to want to hear. Would you leave your children alone with that guy? One second.
Heavens no. You know what? I've been watching all this Roe versus Wade and the leaked Supreme Court testimony, and I was scratching my head, wondering how on earth Biden can be so pro-choice when he's a strict Roman Catholic. I mean, there's a real dichotomy there. How can he do that? I don't understand.
He's a fraud. He's just an idiot.
Yeah.
Brain-damaged fraud.
It's the only thing you can think of. Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of.
Remember the days when we were playing Bill Clinton?
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the woman in the audience saying, "Nice little breast." I mean, what happened to those days?
I know.
Now we got, look what we have now.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we have degenerated down into darkness, quite frankly.
Have you picked any Hillary lately to do? She's been yammering a little bit around.
Oh, has she? All right, well, I'll put her on my list. I want to go back to politics next show, so I'll put her on my list for next
Hillary.
Yeah.
Hillary.
Yep, all right. Hillary, I'll do some Biden for next week.
I would suggest you try to find Secretary of Defense Austin.
Okay.
The black guy. See what he's really saying. And there are several of them. I mean, that weird Blinken. I would definitely go after him, too.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll have all these together for next week's show for you, okay? We'll go back to politics next week's show, take a bit of a break from what am I doing now? UFOs. That's right.
Don't cut Amber short. Woman needs the time.
Don't worry, Jeff. I'll get you your soap opera. You'll be fine. All good.
It's awful. Oh, it's awful. And there's fake crying. Oh.
It looks even worse on video, or even better, depending on your point of view, on video.
Send me an audio clip of the video. I can put it up. Put it up on YouTube or something. Yeah. Just say, watch Amber cry, and we'll look at it.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jeff. See you on Friday, mate. Okay?
Thanks, David. Yeah, really looking forward to it. Okay. David Oates in Australia, and that is our program for you tonight, Tuesday. Wow, half the week. Tomorrow, Wednesday. Have a good day. Talk tomorrow night.